This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Thank you very much for tuning in to my mom's favorite podcast on the HMBRadio.com radio network, whatever the hell we're calling it nowadays. I don't know. I'm James Bailey, and I'm sitting here trying to record the intro while my producer laughs at me, says I can't do this, says I'm challenged, but it's cool. I don't care. I'm going to show him that on enough weed and dreams, you can accomplish anything. This is going to be the first Mom's Favorite Podcast of 2016, and our guest tonight will be Nathan Hart. We'll be talking with him about movies and nerdy shit and comedy and probably not as much sports as you're probably not used to, actually. I think we've only had one sports person. But yeah, Nathan's not a big sports guy, so we're going to be talking about other favorite stuff like comic books. And Will will probably yell at me for my graphic t-shirt. And we'll have a good time. So thanks for tuning in. Pay attention. And let's go. As soon as I figure out how to do this, I was doing so well. Oh, see, told you I was almost there. Oh, no, this thing's broke. Are we still? Yep, we're still. All right. That was a complete failure on my part, but I love it, and we're leaving it. We're keeping it.
You never seen a white person before. Jaws all on the floor like Pam, like Tommy just bursting the door.
Yeah, I did pick that song special for you, though. because, you know, you're a skinny little guy, Nathan. So I picked that song just for you.
I thought it was because I don't know shit about rap music, but I'm really white.
Eminem knows a lot about rap music. I wouldn't make it in that comparison. It's just I was going straight for the wordplay on that one. I was being very lazy.
Yeah, see, I don't know enough to know if Eminem's any good or not. It's all like completely a loss to me.
He is. I grew up on like old school hip hop, Pac and Big. Like I'm that old. I'm much older than you. And he's a very talented lyricist, and he makes words rhyme that aren't supposed to rhyme, and the way he puts them together, it's very good. And just so all of our listeners know, the reason the audio probably sounds really weird is because I'm trying to prove a point to Will after I was fucking with him earlier, and he tried to get back at me a little bit. So I'm kind of running things, and that's probably why it doesn't sound as good right now.
Improvised sound.
Is my microphone on?
Your microphone's on.
Sounds a little low.
I got you. Hold on, talk.
Yep. Check.
Yeah, you're
checking the mic.
You're hitting three.
Am I in the middle?
Yeah, you're hitting three. That's in the middle.
This is a crash course. This is learning by doing.
You're actually a little loud. Let me turn you down.
There you go. This is learning by doing. This is going to teach you, in case I can't do it one day, I can't be here, that you can come do it yourself and know what you're doing and be competent and capable. And I believe in you. That's why I'm having you do it.
I don't know if I believe in me, really. I got to be honest with you. I'm pretty good and medicated, ready for the show.
Well, James, I believe in you. So that's all that matters, I guess.
Thank you, Will. You're a sweetheart.
You're welcome.
So, Nathan, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the podcast and stuff.
Yeah, as you can see, we're pretty uptight about the rules around here.
Uh-huh. Am I breaking one right now?
No, I'm just watching you like try to adjust that thing.
Yeah, it just keeps drooping down like over and over.
I'll try lifting the arm higher and work with the droop, man.
I was going to just work with it over time. I don't know. Wasn't going to complain. There we go. I just noticed I had mine at like a 45-degree angle, and you guys both have them like that, so that's probably right. So I was just trying to get it to, okay.
Are you comfortable like that?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I kind of naturally have like this hunchback thing going on, so like it's fine. It's fine. We'll leave it. There we go. Okay.
Yeah, cool. We're good. Cool.
All right. There we go. If I just lean back, then that deals with the droop.
We seem to have everything going great now. Everybody's talking around a five or a three. This is good.
Perfect.
Right. I think yeah.
Nice job, James.
All right, I'm very proud of me. And that did all start for our listener who keeps track of this shit is because beforehand I was giving Will shit. I was like, Will, why don't you contribute for once?
Despite this being my home, my equipment, being here, helping you.
Yeah. Him doing literally everything. Me just going, hey, I'm going to be at your house with so-and-so next week. All right, cool. We're going to smoke in your living room.
Yeah, bringing strangers and illicit drugs into my home. Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, where's that?
It's nice
home?
To be appreciated.
He knew I was just joking with him, so Will didn't talk shit back. He just goes, "Okay, that's cool." Does his little thing, then all of a sudden he's like, "Hey, do you just wanna run this from over here so we don't have to switch? It'll be easier. Come on." And then all of a sudden halfway, and I'm like, "Oh, you sneaky bastard!"
Oh, it's been great though.
Yeah, you did perfect.
Yeah,
well, you didn't do great, yeah. But you did okay. And I did. You'll get great.
I managed.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't say you were doing great. I said that the situation it created was great.
Oh, I'm sure the situation was fantastic for you guys.
Yeah.
It was way, way too much stuff for me to do. I had no idea what was going on.
I don't know how this product will end up coming out with the sound. Probably. But I mean, it sounds fine to me. I don't know.
We got two studio quality mics cooking now, by the way.
Nice.
I spent the money and bought myself another one.
Everything seems to be showing, right? Everybody's talking right around 3, so Mics are nice. Headphones are nice. We should be good.
Cool.
All right. I think I even did the microphones right, which was weird because why couldn't you just number the microphones the other way?
What do you mean?
They're on the board going left to right.
Right.
But from sitting in the producer's chair, they're going right to left.
Well, there is a reason behind that, and that's because if you look at 1 and 2 on that mixer, they are actually microphone channels. The other two are not dedicated for microphones. That's why I didn't buy 2 other mics, because they're useless, because they're not, you can't get the right wires for them and connectors for it to sound not stereo, because these are in stereo, but have them sound better.
Okay.
So I think I think your show just found its niche.
Yeah,
you can be the podcast that talks about podcasting.
Yeah. Because yeah, man, that'd
we're
be great.
We're gonna upgrade the board too at some point. But yeah, I know. I gotta get the money to do that first.
I understood nothing that you said.
Yeah,
I understood the words.
Yeah,
but there was no. And don't get me wrong, I now have a new appreciation for what you do every week. But there's a reason why that you do it and I don't, because again, all those words were just, you know, gotta fix the coax.
Well, you have a point. Pickling. Yeah, it's not that you were wrong. You definitely had a point with what you were saying. But that's why. That's the question you proposed, and that's the answer.
All right. Well, these are good. I do like the new mics. I feel like there's something in my throat now, which is awesome. Nathan Hart is here with us. No, I got. Oh, okay. Nathan's so sweet.
Yeah, I try.
So, Nathan, you're like 12 years old, dude. How old are you?
24.
24.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like 12 to me.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah. Right? Just turned the big 3-6.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah? You excited? I don't know why I fucking asked that.
No, yeah. It's,
that's a shitty thing to even say.
Yeah, you're 36. You're pushing your late 30s, closer to 40 than anything else. What's up, buddy?
Yeah
no.
Yeah.
None of that is okay. Are you checking the levels? See, I told you we're all good, baby. Just checking. Yeah. That would be pretty good. I started to do the intro. I had to do the intro twice. That's why the product that everybody is hearing as the intro is going to be so bad, because I had to do it twice. And I was like, I'm not fucking doing it again.
Did you hang on to the first one?
No, I got like partway into the first one before I realized I didn't hit record enough times.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah, so there's no way that can get added in as a bonus track, being that it didn't get recorded.
No, it'd be great. I'd stick it in at the end if I could.
Yeah.
So you're 24 years old. When did you start doing comedy?
About 2 years now. But I mean, the first like 6 months of me doing it, I don't think we're even really doing it, because I was up once a month. I was hardly writing anything. I was doing like the 5 minutes at Side Splitters whenever I could get in there, and I wasn't really trying to find other mics. So like year and a half-ish around there. I don't know.
Yeah, I think as a comedian, there should be a shitty part of your, a shitty time in your career where you just get cut out.
I think I'm still there, right? Yeah. I just do more mics now.
Oh, you should.
Yeah.
I cut out 2 years that I was drinking.
Yeah.
Oh, it was bad.
Just don't count it.
Oh, it was so bad.
Yeah.
Like, I was still writing and stuff occasionally, but, man, so much of my time was spent drunk. And, like, who was I was talking to Giovanni last night. You know Gio, right?
Yeah.
We were at a brewery, and we were talking to him on the back porch. A couple other guys, I think Jared was out there, and maybe Mike Morris and shit. But Gio's just like, I remember one time when you were still drinking, you're on the stage at Improv doing the Raw open mic. And he's like, dude, you just got off stage and just wouldn't even look me in the eye. Just looked at the ground and was like, oh, that was so bad. And I was like, I was probably drunk. He's like, you were a little drunk.
Yeah, yeah. After like 2 beers, I don't want to get on stage. That's about my cutoff there.
The worst I ever did is I got so fucked up And I forgot that I was doing a showcase. It was on a night that we normally did an open mic. It was at Billy Jack's back in the day. Like, the mic doesn't exist anymore for a reason. But I forgot it was a showcase. I thought it was just an open mic. So, like, I smoked this joint of this blend. I think it was, like, guava and I don't even remember what the other one was. I smoked this joint with this girl at my house. Then go down to the open mic. I'm really stoned already. Like, you know how a blend gets you a little bit, you know, better.
Right.
And then I just started pounding beers. And somebody was like, all right, go up there. When you're done, we're doing it shotgun style. You call up this dude, Jake. You know Jake.
Yeah.
And I get up on stage, and I pulled up a stool, and I leaned on the stool, and I looked at my notebook, and I'm wearing, like, basketball shorts and an oversized T-shirt. And I'm just like, I did one joke. It was, like, 30 seconds long. Did not hit. And I just went, yeah, you know, I don't feel like doing this anymore, so I'm gonna go ahead and get down. Jake, you're up. And Jake's sitting there like, wait, what? Like, he's still writing out a set list. And I was like, yeah, I don't feel like doing this anymore, so you're going on. Completely forgot it was a showcase. Thought it was an open mic. And I was just like, I don't feel like doing an open mic anymore. And everybody kept fucking with me, and I was just like, what? It's an open mic. Fucking, they're like, no, it's a showcase. And I was like, wait, what?
A big part of me wishes I had been able to meet you during your drinking. That sounds like at least a fun torrent of things.
Oh, you know? Man, it's hysterical.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got drunk on stage.
Yeah.
Like, during my set, continued to just get drunker because I did a joke. I was doing, like, 15 minutes, and I did a joke, like, 5 minutes in about I do this for Jaeger shots. So, basically, like, basically asking somebody to buy me a Jaeger shot without saying it.
Right.
Making it a funny joke.
Yeah.
And it worked every time I did it. Somebody bought me a fucking Jaeger shot, so I did one. And then a couple minutes later, without me saying anything, somebody sent another one. And then a couple minutes later, they sent another one, and I was just like, fuck, I don't know if I should do this last one. Oh, like, I'm thinking in my head, but I'm like, yeah, okay.
I totally lost an audience in an Irish pub once because I refused to take a shot of whiskey when they wanted me to. You can't, like, once it's been presented to you, you can't really refuse it, unfortunately, unless you can think of a funny way to do so, and I fucking couldn't.
Dude, just use the Tony Cox line from Bad Santa. I weigh 92 pounds, you dick.
Yeah, that's probably what I should have said is, you know, hey, you know, you want me to be able to get home and stuff, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because that's most of the reason I didn't take it. And then I don't do liquor anymore, really, at all. Like once a month, maybe I'll have liquor. But I drank a bunch of Everclear before I turned 21.
Yeah.
That was like my drink was these fucking Everclear and like fruit punch and shit. And
Jesus, you are like 12, dude.
Yeah, just about, right?
It's like a souped-up wine cooler, dude.
Yeah, well, like, yeah, pretty much, except they were, like, 60% alcohol by the time I was done with them.
Yeah, hence the souped-up.
Oh, yeah, no, it was enough to burn out my stomach on that, though, so I'm good.
I got drunk on Everclear, like, you know when you drink to a certain extent and you don't really know your limit and you learn your limit?
Right.
I learned my limit on Everclear, and we were 18. My buddy, Adam, had just gotten a snow cone machine for some reason. He was 18 years old. His parents got him that. So we started doing shots.
Wait, his parents got it? Like a birthday or Christmas?
Like a Christmas gift, yeah. He got a snow cone.
Like a big professional one?
No, like one of those whack kid ones.
So like a little fucking $5 kid at Kmart.
Nah, it was probably like $50.
Do you think he asked for it or do you think it was
he
on
asked,
sale?
Yeah, he asked.
Oh, he asked for it.
Yeah, I would imagine he asked for it.
Oh, wait, no. You imagine or they just did it?
If I were to tally a guess, I would say that Adam asked for that machine.
He was that type of guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He used to stand in the pool at like 16 and hold the rail hoping that he got struck by lightning because he would get superpowers.
Oh,
like, he legitimately did that too. So he definitely asked for a snow cone machine. So somebody brought over a jar of Everclear or whatever, and we were mixing shots, like the syrup and then the Everclear with it.
Oh,
I don't know why we thought that was a good idea, but I remember our friend Mike puked on an anthill, and then I was like, I'm going home now, and it was like 11:30. I only lived 2 miles away, maybe, and everyone's like, no, you can't go anywhere. You can't go. I'm like, I'm fine. I'm good. And I got out to my car, and I dropped my keys, and I went to go pick them up and just did the little loop and then got straight back up again. And I was like, okay, maybe I should not drive. And so somebody dropped me off, and I woke up with puke just in my bed. And that's when I learned how much I could drink.
Yeah.
So
I
never did that again.
I was 18. I was at this chick's house with some friends, and We had stolen a bottle of tequila from this other chick's house. And me and my friends at the time decided it'd be a good idea to do 10.5 shots.
Jesus.
And in like 45 minutes.
Why 10.5? What was that?
Because that's all that, there was three dudes drinking on the bottle.
Oh, yeah.
And that's all that we got out of the bottle. Gotcha. Yeah. But like, it started off as like, we were talking shit, went to crack the bottle and drink it. And one of us was talking shit to the other one about being a pussy and not really taking a shot. So it ended up on the first round, we all did two. And we were like, I think we were chasing with Mountain Dew. Like, not even mixing, chasing. And it was really cheap. It was Montezuma. But so we get fucking, we do two shots. We start dancing and shit. Music's going. Then the pussy challenge comes out again. So we're all tough guys. So we go do like two more. And then that just continued to happen until 10.5 shots later. There was no more bottle. It had been 45 minutes, and we were fucking wrecked at 18 years old. I, at one point, went to lay down because I was like, I was dancing, and I was just like, nope, this isn't happening anymore. Went to go in the girl's parents' room, literally bounced off her bed, like laid down face first, but as soon as my face touched, I just shot right back up and was like, nope, I'm going to go puke. And I went in the bathroom, and that's pretty much the last thing I remember. I woke up with no shirt on in the bed, and I was like, the fuck? And, like, I get up, and I'm like, I'm having these flashbacks of just vomiting, but, like, I get up, and I stumble in the bathroom. There's no vomit anywhere. I'm like,
did you wake up in the bathroom?
No, I woke up in the bed.
Oh, you did?
Which was, yeah, it was, like, it was so weird. Well, what had happened was, apparently, their toilet was in, like, a little in-cave. Apparently, I got so drunk that I passed out in front of the toilet, laying on my side, and just started spray vomiting. And spray vomited the front, the walls. At one point, I must have picked my head up because I had it on the back of the tank and on the top of the tank. But she's like, dude,
whose house was this?
This girl's. Her parents were out of town. It was just her parents' apartment.
Jesus. So she had to clean that thing herself, dude, probably.
This is what great friends they were, is these two chicks that just watched us guys do this. There's three dudes, two chicks, and they just watched us do this. And they were like, they told us later, they were like, as soon as you guys started, we're like, they're fucking idiots. They're all going to end up puking. That's why they didn't do any shots. Sure enough, my friend Mike was puking off the balcony for like 20 minutes, and they kept thinking he was going to flip because he was real tall and skinny. Mm-hmm. So they tied a belt around his fucking leg to one of the railings.
Yeah,
so he couldn't flip because they kept like bringing him like, all right, lay down. And as soon as he'd go to sit down, he'd go to lean up and pee. So they're just like, whoop.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Just to belt his leg on?
Yeah, because he was standing where the railing was about his waist. Right. So when he leaned forward, they so thought he was going to keep leaning and flip. So
how was the belt going to hold
because
it?
His leg was against the railing, like the up and down railing. Okay, so when he leaned forward, that leg couldn't come up.
Okay, I think I get it. Gotcha.
Yeah, like he could bend it.
They just tied it like higher up.
Yeah.
Okay, they didn't get him like the ankle, because then he could just sort of dangle.
No. They did it on the opposite side of where.
All right, yeah. I gotcha.
They picked me up. They said I had puked everywhere but in the toilet. They cleaned everything up. They cleaned me up. They put me in the bed. They did the same thing from the other two guys. And then, like, for 2 days, I was sick. Like, I held nothing down. Like, I had alcohol poisoning. I just couldn't afford to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, like, I roughed it out, dude. And it was pretty bad.
That's got to be one of the worst things about drinking, is that competitive bullshit that you can get into where you're way past the point where you're having any fun with it, but you keep going. Uh-huh. That weed never has that problem. That if we were smoking a joint and you handed it to me and I was good,
yeah,
and I handed it back to you, there's like zero chance you're going to call me a pussy.
Oh, no, there's a lot. Oh. Yeah. What the fuck was that?
Whoa.
I don't know. James, what the hell are you doing over there, man?
I don't know.
Fuck. Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Oh,
here,
wow.
Move the phone to your left a little bit
that
more.
That is so crazy.
So that way you can...
Here we go.
All right.
Just ripples in time.
There we go. All right. Wow, that's weird.
That was a weird noise.
I'm fucking up everything tonight. I completely forgot what we were talking about.
You were talking about how you would not call him a pussy if you handed him a joint. You were like, nah, I'm good. And then you were like, oh, no, I would do that.
Oh, yeah, there's 100%. Like, I'm not going to get, like, up, but I'm just going to do it like, you pussy. And you'll be like, no, dude, I'm going to be like, all
right. Like, yeah. I guess you're right. That would be the next. The end of it.
There we go. Whoa. Okay, I can touch the phone. I just cannot, these cannot move at all. Are they coming apart? Is it barely... All right, I'm going to try pushing them together. Hold on.
What's the phone's role in this process?
It records everything.
Oh, really? Wow.
I'm in the market for an iPad
Oh,
right now, so I can have my phone while I... No.
Oh, wow.
Do it ass backwards. Back asswards.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm sure we could get into like the minutia of why that's a good idea, but until this is officially a podcasting podcast.
Yeah, well, we're not going to go to official podcasting podcast. We're going to keep it light, airy.
What's the problem?
Where's the time?
What do you mean, where's the time? Bro, right over here.
Oh, it's really small now. It changed. Okay. All right, just like, I was trying to do that all slick, dude, so I don't know why you're like, what's the problem? Fucking, that's why I was like giving you signals and I'm carrying on a different conversation with Nate.
James producing his own show. You want to hear the ups and downs.
I knew it was time-related.
Tribulations.
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't. His app has changed. It's different because I've done this before, but the app has changed. So, you know, I couldn't see where the time was.
You know what? You might want to keep the phone on, too, because I think when it goes to dark, that it makes that sound as well.
Well, no, it was dark for a while. I think it was when I was moving all this shit. So as long as I don't touch anything else and I keep the phone perfectly still, I should be okay.
Okay. Pretty sure, though. But
I'm worried.
This is your producing. So.
I got this, man. This is going to be the best one yet.
Yeah.
And I'm never going to do this again. It's only going to be the best one in the sense that it taught me a valuable lesson about picking on Will. He's very sensitive today.
Wait till the end of the show.
Yeah. Podcast day stresses him out.
What do? You record your show the same day?
No, I usually record mine. Well, it depends. I used to record it on Thursdays, but now I kind of just do it whenever
I
want.
Right.
So
gotcha.
Just whenever the person's available that I'm having in.
Gotcha.
Like I'm recording one tomorrow, but that's only because that's when she was free.
Gotcha.
So
gotcha.
Doesn't matter.
No real schedule. And I mean, I guess that's the best way to be, right? Is to not have to deal with real schedules.
Yeah, I mean, that's the great thing about podcasting as opposed to doing a radio show or whatever is that you don't have to, you know, you just do it at your leisure.
Yeah, yeah.
Just as long as I have one out, you know, by Sunday,
right.
I'm good to
go. So you just bank them as you go, too?
Should bank them? Yeah, that's a good idea to do. I should be doing that. But I'm going to go back, ease back into it right now and just probably do, you know, one a week.
Because
I took a long time off, so I'm actually nervous about tomorrow.
I should start doing that, too, because it's been, and I'll address this, too. Normally, we put mine out every 2 weeks.
Right.
But it's been 3 weeks since my last podcast because of the holiday and the weird split and when he does Sly Bar open mic.
Right.
It kind of just fell to where, you know, like we would have been too rushed to try to get everything done and completed and then out the door in time to hit the open mic. So.
Right.
Yeah. So I just, maybe I'll start banking them. Maybe I'll start making Will stay at his house and catch a contact a couple more times a week.
That's cool. Somebody gave me one of those chocolates. I'm afraid to eat it. The pot chocolate.
Oh, yeah?
From, like, the medical. I guess I got it from Colorado.
How strong
is it? I don't know. I'll go get it.
Yeah, go get it.
Yeah, let me see.
Yeah. I'm not going to eat it right now because I have to drive home.
Yeah.
And, oh, dude, sometimes the edibles can just crush me.
I fucking love eating weed. I just started getting into it, really. And I love being able to eat something that makes me want to eat more things.
Right?
Like, I feel like they were built for me.
Dude, I at one point I made banana nut muffins.
Wow.
Cannabis banana nut muffins, and I had some can of butter. And, I did that, like, twice, and I was like, okay, I can't do this if I have any plans for the day. Like, because within an hour, dude, that was just my afternoon.
I don't know if it says the dosage on there.
I can't tell. It says it's 140, but I can't tell if that's the whole bar or one piece. Because it also says that the recommended dose is to eat, like, one of those pieces, and that's the one little bit that you've got left there. So I don't know if that's 140 or the whole thing was 140.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I've only ever seen them from Colorado. I haven't seen a California one before.
It says start with a half of a chocolate and wait 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So if I don't know how big the chocolate is, I'm assuming that's, it looks like it's been broken on at least two sides, so I'm guessing that's a quarter. So I would say you should be,
half would probably be just fine.
Yeah, I was going to say, just eat and just see what happens.
Right.
Or maybe not. Maybe there comes, maybe that is a chocolate, and they come in, just a bunch of ones like that. Who knows?
Yeah. I don't know. Wait for a rainy day.
Yeah.
And lock all the doors and knock them out.
Put on some Pink Floyd?
No, I'll trip out. Probably just put on
Too
Office.
Much.
All right.
Netflix.
Nathan, so you know, again, that's the Hits from the Bowl, if you want to reach into that thing at any point.
Yep. Gotcha. Okay, let's do that.
I thought this was glass, so I was expecting to be a lot heavier when you handed it to me. So that was a little weird. Okay.
Well, normally we have a metal one. I don't know what happened.
All right.
New bowl. When to use it?
New bowl, new year, man.
Movie something looking forward to most in 2016. I got the gist of it.
Yeah. Movie's shit. Your, man. Come on. Y-O-U.
Well, apparently, the Han Solo spinoff is supposed to come out at, like, next December. And I'm not super psyched about Batman, Superman, or what's the other one? Age of Apocalypse.
Okay.
I'm not super into either of them right now.
Oh.
So Age of Apocalypse, I actually like. I saw the bit of the trailer when I saw Star Wars last week, so yeah. I'm kind of a little into it now. But he just looks too much like the bad guy from Power Rangers.
What? Like he looks nothing like the bad guy.
The
from
ooze
Power
guy, Rangers. The guy from the movie.
No,
hold we're probably on. Talking different Power Rangers here. Again, that whole I'm 12 thing.
So Oh yeah, that's right. You have a mouse now.
It should be easier.
All right. So we're going to go. But anyway, dude, you're insane. That looks amazing. Looks so good.
I really liked the last X-Men movie. The name's slipping on me again right now.
But
Days of Future Past. Yeah. I really liked that one. And I mean, I don't know. I've got a bad feeling. Something about it.
Dude, it's going to be phenomenal because Singer has that one, right? Yeah.
Does he?
Because he was doing the whole X-Men series before. That's what made him so good again.
Right.
Because
he started with 1 and 2.
Yeah,
right?
First Class. Well, no. First Class and Days of Future Past.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I think, I don't know, I'd love to get an angry email. Dude, he looks nothing like that. Is that who you're talking about, the purple guy?
Ivan Ooze? Did you pull up Ivan Ooze?
I don't know his fucking name.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't. Hang on.
I just said Power Rangers movie bad
him.
Guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's him.
Dude, he looks nothing like that. He has the. No, it's just. Sorry,
it did the
sorry.
Thing. Okay.
He has the metal fucking. Like, it's. I can't remember what fucking storyline that's from. But, dude, they're going to have Archangel when he turns him, which is my favorite iteration of Archangel. Like, with the wings and the blue skin, and he's super badass. Like, oh. He's so much. I mean, I like. Just the more concept of, you know, being able to fly, but when he has the metal wings that shoot the...
Yeah, I did see that in the trailer, and that is kind of exciting.
Yeah.
I try and dodge movie trailers as much as I can, because I feel like now I've seen every good part of the movie.
You know, it depends. Like, I saw Star Wars, and I saw I don't know how many trailers for it, and everyone just made me more excited, but they did a really good job of showing you great things without showing you anything.
Yeah,
like
no that, context.
Yeah, like, that movie was great.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I was really happy with it.
Yeah.
So.
Gave me a love, my love for Star Wars came back?
Yeah. I think it might have been one of the, like, on its own terms of being a movie, I think it might be better than any of the original movies. Like, taking away the idea of it being Star Wars, because I know saying it's better than Empire Strikes Back is probably some sort of blasphemy or something. But
I mean, I'm not hardcore enough to have to fight you, but I would have to give out your address for hardcore nerds. Like, I'd have to.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm taking phone calls on this. We'll get into this if we want to talk technical details.
Go to my mom's favorite podcast Facebook page, my mom's favorite podcast, and let me know. And if anybody's listening to this and is nerdy and upset, they can come on and. Scream at me and wait, oh, holy shit. I just saw a picture of him from another picture of him, and he does look like it.
Oh, good. All right.
It's actually, I just happened to look over because I still had the Google page up.
Right.
And it looks like a picture that they have of Apocalypse next to the dude.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. God damn it.
Well, thanks, whoever made that image.
Yeah, so not only Ben Busey Tumblr. Ben Busey.
Man, the internet's fucking amazing, isn't it? That we could get some, like, every thought that we've ever had is already out there somewhere.
Oh, it's so great.
Yeah.
And there's a meme for it.
Right.
Everything right. I used to be really upset about it, and I'm kind of like, I think I've finally just become accepting of the level we're at, but if it continues on like it is, I might have to just quit. I might have to just, like, buy a cabin in the woods in Canada.
Okay. That
and go, kinda like,
quit.
Oh, yeah, no.
All right.
No.
I was just gonna say, like, don't shoot yourself over Twitter. Like,
no, like I think we're capped out now. If it goes really far beyond this, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Yeah,
I just don't know if I can handle anymore.
Too many more memes.
Right. Just like memes and devices and ways to share your life without actually sharing your life and blah, blah, you know,
right.
The normal stupid bullshit that people my age scream about.
I bet if we give it like 5 or 6 years past where we're at right now, that we're going to start working out how to be on the internet. Because it's so new that we have no fucking idea what we're doing yet. That we haven't figured out any, like, code of ethics you can have on the internet. We don't really know how you're supposed to use it to talk to each other.
I think that's kind of happening now.
Yeah, yeah. Stuff like podcasts turning up are definitely positive things that also couldn't happen without that meme culture.
Oh, yeah, these are cool.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm not just talking about ours.
Because you can't just be like, this is cool, and it's part of the culture.
Well, no, that's why I'm saying, we need to stop it.
Yeah.
Like, we're really...
Oh, we made it?
Yeah, because, like, you have Periscope, which... Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a cool concept, I understand, but you can do, like, entire concerts and shit. You can do entire whatever you want, comedy shows, and, like, granted, it's different being in the audience and watching somebody being... But, you know what I'm saying? You can still get it, and it's...
You know what's so weird about Periscope?
You're robbing yourself from the experience. Make yourself go out there and experience shit.
Yeah, be in person.
Yeah, like... Meet people, have adventures.
Right.
I don't do it that much anymore, but that's because I'm in my 30s, and I did it when I was your age.
Right.
When I was your age, I was fucking insane, bro.
Yeah?
Oh, dude, it was crazy. Oh, dude, it was so bad. I was doing blow. I was drinking, popping pills, smoking weed, ecstasy, dude, whatever. Basically, like, I stayed away from crack, heroin. That's about it.
I'd say I already got through that whole phase when I was, like, 17, 18, that it was like me right after high school was really the peak of my like drug times, that I had the worst job I've ever had where I was working till midnight, and then I'd come home and like there was a whole 6 months where I thought I was gonna get drug tested so I wasn't smoking any weed, but I had these friends who were smoking a bunch of that synthetic shit.
Ugh.
So I was just smoking that every night for 6 months straight. At least 6 months. And that's, like, the only, like, real time that I've ever felt like I really had, like, a drug problem.
That's a definitely...
Because I wasn't enjoying it. I just wanted to have some sort of high, and that's not good. That's not good.
No. I mean, don't get me wrong. I smoked the synthetic shit, but, like, I tried... I got some cheap shit. I tried it. I didn't like it because I fucked around and smoked a half a blunt.
Yeah.
And because I was used to smoking blunts to the head of regular weed. So I was like, this is fake weed. It can't be. And, like, I had to pull over my car and get out. I had a fucking panic attack for, like, 7 minutes. And, like, I tried it a couple more times, like, 2 or 3. Like, just, you know, and try to, like, but I would always have a semi-panic attack.
Right.
For, like, a couple minutes, like, 3 to 5 minutes. And then it would go away.
Yeah.
And then I would just be, like, high off some shitty weed.
Even talking about this is making my hand... like sweaty, just fucking thinking about this. That there was this one time with that I had just gotten off work from whichever shitty job I was at the time. I was at my friend's house, and he packed a bowl for me of the synthetic stuff. And this time he took like a little scoopful of, because he knew a guy who would take the powder that it's made out of, like the powder that the actual drug is, this JWH stuff, and he would apply it to these Damiana leaves himself. So he just had a little canister of just the pure JWH, right?
Okay.
He took a little bit of that and sprinkled it on top of the bowl, thinking that I was just going to get really high. But he added just a little bit too much.
Oh, my God.
So I was sitting there watching Adventure Time, and I remember just fucking, like, this fear getting into me. Like, just this intense fear that I've never felt out of, like, drugs before. That, like, even on mushrooms and acid and stuff, I've never felt anything quite like that before, where it's, like, everything was slowing down. The show, watching the show was making me just kind of flip out. I was scared of the character that was on there, because it was, like, an evil ocean demon or something.
Nothing's good, but you can't go anywhere.
No. And then my legs started, like, trembling, and I had to get up and, like, jog around his living room. And I'm pretty sure I had, like, a seizure in the car ride home. But I don't really remember if that actually happened or not.
I wouldn't be surprised. I heard that shit.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me either.
Well, that's like that other shit that's going around right now. The Flocka.
Yeah.
Have you heard about that?
Isn't it... isn't that like the heroin substitute?
Meth.
Oh.
It's like...
Oh, it's like bath salts, right?
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of it's a bath salt,
Yeah, it's like a bit stronger, I guess. I think,
I've done bath salts a couple times too back in the day, but they never really worked for me very
well. God damn, son.
Yeah. Well, I've been all over the place.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I remember a warehouse party once and just doing this fucking bath salts off of a toilet in a warehouse.
Oh my God. Just,
things have been weird. I've had weird times.
I can't really talk too much shit. I think I told this story before, but I might have smoked crack once. I'm not sure.
I smoked Freebase once.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like sprinkling some on a bowl. Cocaine's something that it's never fucking worked out well for me.
Really? Because you look like you're on a lot of it.
I know.
You're so skinny and you're all constantly quivering. I don't know if it's fear or you're chilly.
Well, I mean, most of the time when you see me, it's right before an open mic, so it's probably fear. I'd go with fear. Yeah, fear and too much fucking coffee.
No, dude, I'm not going to say I freebase all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm talking like, that sounded bad.
There's just something funny about adding the word all the time at the end of that.
There was a couple of times when I was in my, late teens that I'd do a Pop-Tart. You know what a Pop-Tart is?
No, I don't know what that is.
It's where you take some tinfoil and you lay out a little Pop-Tart size square of tinfoil. And you put a little bit of cocaine on there with water, and you spread it around a little bit, and then you take a lighter, and it kind of like does like a light frosting on the top of the tinfoil, and it looks like a little tinfoil Pop-Tart.
Wow.
And then you hold it by the edge, you take a lighter underneath, and you hold a straw in your mouth, and you... And when you hit the lighter underneath, the smoke will come up, and...
Did someone have to teach you to do that?
Yeah, man. Like my dude I used to do coke with, obviously.
How the fuck did he figure it out? I guess someone taught him.
Yeah, like it's just one of them things.
Yeah, how does this stuff get handed down?
Yeah, we were like 18, 19, and then when I was in my mid-20s and I was really going through a coke thing, that's when every once in a while somebody would just, we'd freebase a little bit, like just get, like we'd do a Pop-Tart every once in a while, or we just had, like, we just put a little... weed on like a little screen, but it wasn't crack. We weren't going that far. We weren't fucking chopping it up and mixing it.
Right.
Or at least I wasn't. I think my roommate, because our dealer used to come hang out with us because we had a house like kind of off in the cut, like in the woods and shit. So, you know, we could do what we wanted, farmland. And he'd come out there, do his shit. And apparently they, every once in a while, would like to cook up. So I'm sitting there one night, we're playing cards, and I've just done way too much cocaine. I have a fucking CD case next to me, just pile of cocaine on it. It's like 3 a.m. and somebody just handed me a glass pipe and I thought it was Freebase and then like a couple months later somebody was telling me about how my roommate liked to do crack and I was like, what? They're like, yeah, dude, he didn't know, like, go check your weight room downstairs, because like we had a basement and then like a little room like off to the basement where I had all my weights and shit.
Yeah,
I went down there, looked around, found a little glass pipe, like a little cracked fucking screen in it, and I'm like, oh man, I thought I was just free. Like, it's not much better, but I just wanted to be freebasing, not smoking crack. Wow. You know, like, that was that half a step I didn't want to take.
Like, a philosophy level.
Yeah.
Smoking crack is always bad.
Yeah, it's just a skosh words. You know what I'm saying?
I never had crack. I tried meth once, though.
Never tried meth.
That was it was an accident. Yeah, same fucking friend. Yeah. He said it was a line of coke, and then I did it, and he said it had been mixed with ecstasy, and then I found out afterwards that it wasn't ecstasy, it was meth.
Oh, what a dick.
Yeah, oh, what a dick. What a dick.
His name wasn't Nick, was it?
No.
This dude I know, he had two, never mind, I'll tell you some details about him, like, but I don't, it was a very distinguishable detail, it's funny how he has it, but I don't want to, just in case anybody's listening, like, wait, I fucking know that guy.
Yeah.
I was over at his house with one of my other buddies, his roommate, and we're all chilling out. And he was like a friend of a friend, and he handed me a plate with a gigantic rail on it, and I thought it was blow, and I was about to jump right in. And I was like, wait a minute, what is this? And he's like, Special K. And I was like, I've never done this before. Should I do this much? And he goes, oh, yeah, my bad. And he cuts it. All right, like, I swear to God, the thing was probably, what he said, that's like 10, 12 inches long almost. And it was like, probably a half inch wide and like, you know, a quarter, like it was a nice little mound. And he goes, oh, my bad. Cuts it right down the middle lengthwise. So it's still like a 10 inch line, but now it's just like, you know, but it's still a big, thick line. And he's like, oh, here you go. You're good. I'm like, oh, it's my friend's friend. I must trust him. Fucking did it, dude. Nope. Should not have trusted him. I was way too fucked up. Oh, dude, I hit a fucking heart. But K was fun. I did it a couple more times after that.
I've heard that's a fun one.
I've cooked some.
Yeah, that's, I've never tried that one.
Oh, it makes you so stupid. Like, you cannot talk. Like, I mean, you know how some people stumble over their words
sounds
with weed?
Like, sounds like cough syrup.
Oh, dude, it's bad. But it can be fun, too. But, I mean, it's one of those drugs that it's such a fine line between good time and, oh, fuck, I can't move.
Right.
Like, I mean, it's razor thin. We never actually got... What movie are you... We just started talking about drugs and shit. Oh, wait, before... Will, you looked completely like... Damn, I haven't done drugs like these guys have done drugs.
And I haven't done meth. No, I'm pretty tame, really. I'm happy to report I've never done meth or ketamine. I got offered ketamine at Bonnaroo, and there was a girl pissing right next to my tent. And I was like, oh, good, she's pissing right near my tent. And then her boyfriend was like, oh, sorry, man. Day, do you like K? And I was like, I don't think so. And then he just left. But yeah, I always turn that down. I'm pretty tame on drugs. Really.
I don't do anything anymore. I just stick to my weed.
I do,
and
but
beer.
Just occasionally.
Yeah.
No, I just do weed. I mean, if you know the situation was right, I might pop a couple caps of shrooms. But you know, I'd be like, I don't know why that just. Oh, because I was listening to an old podcast from Pete Holmes. You Made It Weird. And he had Harris Whittles on there, and they were talking about doing shrooms and shit. And then I just found out today that Harris Whittles died last year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's been dead for a while.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, fuck, that's so sad.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the right time to do shrooms, too. It's been a few years for me. So I'm worried. Okay. I'm in a real different place in my life right now.
Yeah.
I'm worried that I'm going
to
freak the fuck out.
You just have to be happy. As long as you're happy and content, then you'll be all
right. Yeah.
Right, but if you have stuff on your mind.
Yeah.
I'm from up north, so that's like the perfect time to do mushrooms. But you go out to the forest, into the woods, and you just stand there in nature and you take some fucking really good weed.
Here.
Yeah, we could go up to Georgia.
Yeah. I was thinking that.
Do like an 8-9 hour drive.
Right.
I mean, we could. Well,
there are places. There's places in the middle of the state with like springs and all that.
Yeah, but you want to go like deep off where nobody's gonna like. I want to hike, and this is just people are like, "Dude, you're crazy." I'm like, "No, this will be a blast. Take like a week off, and like go up into the middle of fucking nowhere, Georgia, on some fucking mountain reserve park, hike for like fucking 3-4 hours, just out in the middle of nowhere, have a nice little running stream by so you can fish and fucking wash your armpits." Do a little fucking cooking and just drop a shit ton of mushrooms.
Yeah.
Fucking have a bunch of weed. Maybe some ecstasy. Who knows?
That's the dream.
Let's get jiggy with it, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Bring a hammock.
Oh, God.
You're
going to
want a hammock.
Oh, God. You're going to want so many hammocks.
Yeah. Set up like a whole ring of hammocks.
Oh, dude. It'd be great. You guys could just tell stories and shit. Oh, yeah. It'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah. That would be pretty crazy.
It is true, though, that you can't really get into nature down here, because I have a semi-good story about that. We went to we were at this place in Orlando. I forget what it was called. Near Orlando, not Orlando at all, but somewhere in the middle of the state. And we had to canoe down to our campsite, which was a bitch. I hate canoeing. I'll never do it again.
That's why I said hike.
It's the worst. And so we finally got there, and then we were trying to figure out what the bathroom situation was. We were going to do this thing. So the next day I went out and I was like, well, I guess I'll just go back here a little bit. So don't come back there, guys, because I'm going to be shitting right there. So don't, I'd appreciate if you didn't. So I dug a little hole, and I don't know about you guys, but I have to shit completely nude. I need to be nude. I didn't have a shirt on anyways. We were camping and it was summer. So,
you like take your shirt off every time?
Take my shirt off. Yeah.
Really?
I'm a nude shitter. Yeah.
All right.
That's weird. And, I mean, I've heard of your kind before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that if I wipe, I'll get my shirt caught and then I'll wipe poop on my back of my shirt.
That's not going to happen.
That's why it might, though.
It's
never.
If I don't have it on, I know it's not going to happen. It's just in my head.
That makes sense, actually.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. Don't encourage
it. When he explains it, I think it kind of makes sense.
Sometimes my shirts are a little longer than usual and I forget and I'll wipe poop on my shirt.
Did you do that once?
No, I don't think so, but it's always been in the back of my head, like something that could potentially go wrong.
Right.
So I always just take my shirt off. So I took my pants off, and I'm nude, squatting, shitting in this hole in the back of the campsite. And as I'm finishing pulling up my pants, apparently I was on the trail. And a family with, like, two children started walking. I was just pulling up my pants, and, like, they just came around the corner. I was like, oh, my God, that could not have been any better timing. And
go ahead.
No, that's it.
Okay, so right after my dad passed, I started fucking with this chick, but we couldn't ever go to her house because she had just moved down here from the Midwest, like, on short notice, so she was staying with her mom. Like, you know, her own room and shit, but, like, she's staying with her mom, and my dad had just passed. I was staying at my stepmom's house trying to help with my little sisters. So I'm like, can't fucking go there. There's a house full of kids. So we would go to the beach, and we'd fuck on the lifeguard stations. And one night we were down there, and we went to start fucking around, and we heard, like, a bunch of noise and kids and shit, so we just chilled out. Smoked a little weed. We figured we were up high enough away, and, like, we couldn't see them, so they, you know, the smell wouldn't get to them. The wind would take it away. So we sit up there for, like, 20, 30 minutes smoking. We don't really hear anything, so we start fucking around. I literally have her, like, bent over facing the water, and I'm behind her just fucking going. Like, we're not, like, laying down at all. We're standing up because we're, like, we don't hear anybody. Finish up, take the condom off, fling it off the side to my right. We go to start collecting our clothes, and then all of a sudden from the beach we hear the family coming. So we're like, there's no way possible that they weren't just, like, trapped on the beach, not wanting to walk by because I was drilling this girl. And it's, I swear to God, I was like, I honestly felt bad because it was, like, mom and dad, but then two kids that looked like they were probably, like, 12 and 8.
I thought you were going to say that you threw the condom out and hit the kid.
No.
Yeah, that's like really that. Where I thought it was
no,
going.
There's a good chance that one of them stepped on it or by it.
Yeah.
Because they kind of cut close to the... I think the kids were actually smaller. The kids were, I think, actually, let me say, like, 8 and 6, maybe a little younger. But I think the parents actually cut by the fucking lifeguard station to see us or something because they did cut kind of close on their walk back. Like, you could have hooked that a little bit more, dude. I know... There's no way they didn't hear me fucking drilling this chick in front of their whole family. And I was just like, oh, those poor kids.
That's easy to play off, though. Yeah. You just say it's mating season for animals.
We were animals, dude. Yeah. Anyway, Nathan.
Yeah.
We got so sidetracked. What movie are you looking for?
The Han Solo Star Wars spinoff.
Okay.
He's going to have his own Solo spinoff.
I didn't even know about that. Yeah. Wait, what's that one called?
I don't know.
Is it like Star Wars something?
Probably.
Because I saw that, but I didn't see what it was about. Like, yeah. I saw the name, but...
Right.
Huh, that's weird. I didn't know what that was.
I'm assuming that's going to be the time between this last one and what he was doing before, right?
It's actually before the first movie. It's going to be his, like, origin story or something, as far as I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? That makes sense, because I think I saw something of a dude that looks, you know, he was dressed like Han Solo with...
Right,
Harrison Ford, but I assumed it was from a convention or something. I was just scrolling real quick when I saw the picture.
Right. Nah, yeah, it's going to be a young Han Solo movie. I'm pretty sure it's going to end up being like the Chewbacca story or something.
Probably how they met or whatever.
Yeah, that would make sense to me to end up doing that. But
yeah, that's how it's
going
to end.
I'm excited about it because it means that there will be no Force shit going on. It will just be everything else. Because he doesn't believe in it before he meets Luke. And if it's before he meets Luke, okay.
There'll be something, and he'll just, like, he might not see it,
he'll deny it.
Fucking Star Wars.
You're fucking right.
Damn it. Sorry, I didn't mean to ruin that for you.
You want me to pull another one of these?
Well, no, let's go. We go around the table, man. This is, don't be selfish.
Oh, we go around the table. Okay,
no. Here. I mean with the topic.
Oh. Okay.
Will, are you looking forward to it? Yeah. You don't really go to movies.
I don't know any movies.
All right. Well, then we're going to skip Will because, fuck. I got to say that out of all the comic book movies, and I mean, I love comic book movies so much. I'm gonna see all of them in theater probably. Even Superman vs. Batman, which I'm not pumped about, but I'll still go.
Right.
It's got to be Deadpool.
Yeah. I'm gonna end up seeing Deadpool in theaters too. Yeah. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
One.
The Merc with a Mouth. I mean, come on, man. Like.
Yeah.
And I'm a big Ryan Reynolds fan. I'll admit.
Right.
What's the story with Deadpool? Is he supposed to? He's supposed to be like super powerful, right?
He regenerates better than Wolverine, and that's his, like, real thing. Okay. That's what really makes him worthwhile.
But he's also in a... Like, that's his power, but he is... It's. Did you see Origins Wolverine?
I believe I did.
All right, well, that was the one with Ryan Reynolds in it, too, when he had the swords. The first part of that was kind of accurate towards Deadpool, Wade Wilson, where he was, like, a smartass. He just constantly was talking shit, thinking he was, you know, like, just... He was the best, like... That's how Wade Wilson kind of is. That's how Deadpool is. But then the ending that they did where they had him, like, with no mouth and everything, I was so pissed.
Yeah.
I was like, you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So that was completely away from the origins. But, like, he has, like, really weird origins, too. I think there's, like, two or three different origin stories that all have validity. And
There's just a lot going on in his background, too.
There's a whole series where he has, like, what is it, like a dead dog?
Wow.
It's a Deadpool dog, and he calls it Dead Dog, and then there's, like, a head that he calls Deadhead. And I think just like this really weird... I read about it, because, like, what I'll do a lot of times, I'll be watching a movie or something, and I'll... Oh, yeah, what was this comic book character? Like, I remember a little bit about him, and then I just spend all this time on, like, Wikipedia just reading.
Yeah.
Doing all this research.
Right, that's how I learned to know anything about comic books before I started reading them. Because I didn't really even start reading comics until a couple of years back when I picked up Deadpool, actually.
There wasn't even Wikipedia when I was reading comic books. There was no internet when I was reading comic books.
15 years. It's been around 15 years today.
The internet?
Wow, today?
Wikipedia.
Oh, Wikipedia. Mm-hmm.
Wait, really?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's like 21 or
so. So you were drunk when the internet came out. You just don't remember.
No, the internet came out in the 90s. I was like 16. I was probably drunk.
Probably drunk.
I was a little high. I didn't get into hardcore drugs. Like, I did mushrooms, smoked weed, and drank. Like, I was into the all-natural drugs.
Yeah, the normal stuff.
I did some acid. Started doing acid when I was like 18. Started doing coke when I was like 18 or 19. Ecstasy when I was like 18 or 19. I did this drug called Rush.
What was that?
It was like this liquid, and basically you huffed it. It was a chemical liquid kind of, you didn't want to drink any of it, but it came in like a vial, like a glass bottle like this. It was like an aspirin sized bottle, but it was glass.
Weird.
A little bit smaller.
Was it legal?
Oh, no.
No. Okay.
No. It was highly illegal. Yeah. It wasn't super popular down here. It was more popular up north.
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, well, this was back in the 90s.
Sounds like a drug from Fallout.
No, it was back in the 90s, man. You huffed it a little bit and got a little, it was kind of like a little want-want. You just kind of, for a couple of seconds, you're like, oh.
Wow.
You're not supposed to do a bunch of them with me. My friends were doing, oh, God.
Sounds like nitrous,
kind of. Yeah, it's kind of like nitrous.
Yeah.
All right. I am so excited for Deadpool, though.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I am pretty excited about that movie. Actually, that kind of lapsed my mind when we were talking about it earlier, where I might have said Deadpool. I got into real comics because of that one, his Killing the President series, because Brian Posehn wrote it.
Okay.
And was like, okay, I know this writer. This is probably a good place to get in. And I've been fucking reading comics since then.
Posehn's great. I love him.
Yeah.
I loved his turn on Community. No. Oh, God damn it. I can't remember what show I saw him on now.
Well, he just He just showed up in Bob and David.
Did he?
Now, too.
He
might have been in Community.
I got to watch that show. I'm trying to remember. He showed up for just a quick spin, like a one episode. Oh, no. Big Bang Theory. That's what it was.
Oh.
He was there for like one or two episodes on Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah.
I used to watch that show.
Man, there's a show I can't handle.
Really?
Yeah. I can't do it. I just can't.
I watched the first couple seasons.
I don't have cable, so I don't accidentally watch anything, really.
Oh, yeah.
But at my grandparents' house up north, I sat through a whole episode of it, and I can't fucking do that show. I swear to God, I wanted to blow my brains out. Like, it's so... I'm not going to sit here and talk shit about the most cliche show to talk shit about on television, though.
No, I kind of like it, I'll be honest. I like the show. I used to watch it. I used to watch the shit out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, teach their own and stuff. Yeah. But, like, God, I think it's miserable. I think it's so bad.
Yeah, I know a lot of people. Like, that's kind of one of those things. Like, you either love it or hate it.
Yeah.
All right. Grab another topic.
All right.
We've been going about an hour. We still got Netflix pearls to do.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I definitely want to do every year. It's from a fan.
One actor / one musician you want dead.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So, well, no, this is, I know it sounded really dark, but I didn't want to write out the whole thought process behind it.
Yeah.
With all these wonderful musicians and actors that have been dying lately, like all the wonderful people that we've lost, it's not fair. It's not fair that we still have all these shitty people that are alive. So, you get to pick one actor and one musician that you would want to get rid of to get just...
Oh, I gotta pick one of both?
Yeah, but you can get people back. Like, you can get Rickman back.
Oh.
You can get Bowie back.
I can trade.
Yeah, so one shitty person that you would rather see dead than one of those wonderful people that have recently died.
Shit. Wait, how recently? What's our Frankenstein policy here?
We're not going to go back too far.
Okay.
But I mean recently, because what David Bowie died a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Rickman's died. Weeks. Fry died. Right. Who else? Like within the last like probably 4 months, we've lost just some amazing artists and actors.
Yeah, this is tough because I can't think. Like, I don't keep up with any of the TMZ stuff, so I don't know which actors I hate. I don't know if I know enough about any of them.
Well, you don't have to hate them as a person. Maybe just hate their movies.
I just hate their movies, yeah.
It's up to you, dude. Don't let me tell you who you want to kill.
Okay.
If you want to kill Scarlett Johansson because you think that her hotness can no longer be contained on this earth... That's fine with me. I mean, don't actually do it.
Right.
But, you know.
Yeah, no one should want Scarlett Johansson dead. She seems like a nice lady.
But yeah, her hotness is ridiculous.
Yeah, and great tits.
Oh, my God.
So, shouldn't die.
Her face, she's so pretty. I like pretty girls. I think J-Law is pretty, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're both very pretty. That's probably part of why they're so fucking rich now.
Yeah. Well, they're talented, too.
Yeah,
they're good actresses.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right. I also don't want to shit on that, because we do that unusual thing in society where pretty women aren't allowed to be good at things.
Right. Like, how many... Oh, no, she just got her job because of this or because of that.
Yeah.
No, they're both very fucking talented.
Yeah, they are both really good.
Lost in Translation, I fucking loved. She was for Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
And what else was she great in? Don John.
Oh, yeah. She was great in that.
Yeah.
The accent.
Yeah, and that's just, like, granted, in Don John, she was playing, you know, a hot chick, but she pulled off bitchy really well.
Yeah.
Like, the way she did. I loved her fucking character in that.
I can't think of any movies where she's not a hot chick. Like, I think that kind of ends up being part of her role.
Lost in Translation, she's not, like... She's a pretty girl. Her hotness isn't something like in Don John and in, you
or
know,
Black
the
Widow.
Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, her hotness is, like, a focus of who her character is.
Yeah, okay.
But not so... I mean, yeah, Lost in Translation, yeah, she was a pretty girl.
That makes sense.
But then again, have you ever seen that movie?
I might have.
It's a Bill Murray serious role.
Yeah.
But it's so amazing.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of movies, but just can't remember them until I'm watching them again.
It opens with her laying on her side. You're looking.
It wasn't her.
And you, what?
It was a butt double.
Oh.
I swear to God.
Why would you do that to me?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Why would you? You saw
you
the joy
know.
On my face as I went to talk about that, and you punched me right in my emotional heart.
You know
heart.
Why I know that is because I searched out that information because I was like, oh, I'm going to try to find pictures of this
you
to set
to
for
know.
My phone background.
Right.
And I did some research. And
that opening scene. God damn it.
Yeah, sorry, man.
All right, well, now I want to kill Scarlett Johansson for that.
All right, okay,
no,
so there's one.
No, she's still amazing. All right, no, so
yeah,
who do you got?
How about you go first while I think about this?
All right. Because
you probably have someone in mind already.
I have so many people in mind. The problem is narrowing it down.
Yeah.
I
got to figure out who's a real shithead that no one will see coming. Because
You know, I'm going to kill, for an actor, I am going to take away Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Because I used to love him, but his movies over the last few years have just, like, either he appears to be the greatest actor of our time, or he has Down syndrome.
Right.
Mixed with autism, mixed with getting punched in the fucking head.
Just being Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, like, and so Nicolas Cage, please, for my childhood, die and give us Alan Rickman back. I don't even like Harry Potter, but let them nerds get their fucking guy back.
Yeah.
And for musician, see, I want my, you know, of course I have a gut instinct to go with Justin Bieber, just on
Jeep,
general principle.
Very, very easy.
Yeah, but I could also go with Lil Wayne for ruining hip-hop music that I grew up with, Pac, Biggie, you know, back in the day.
Gotcha.
I could go with Beyonce. You know, I think, I'm going to go with Beyonce.
Picking Beyonce?
I'm picking Beyonce because she gets rich off of other people's talent. And yes, she can sing. She can sing and she's hot, but she doesn't write songs.
Oh, okay.
A lot of her that songs are stolen.
Yeah.
Not even bought, straight jacked.
Huh.
Oh, yeah, dude, there's a long running history of charges and cases.
I did not know that.
Yeah, dude. She's been sued. Yeah, hold on.
Now that sounds like a Netflix documentary.
Use the mouse, James.
Yeah, well, God damn it.
See, that'll be the next Soaked in Bleach is just revealing Beyonce's long list of theft.
I was trying to think of... I don't really want anyone dead. I thought James was going to go with Kanye West.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
he's expressed his dislike.
I hate
Kanye.
Him so much. Right. Beyonce steals again, but this time from Sam Cooke. Beyonce sued for $7 million. Beyonce steals music, takes credits for writing songs. 13 times Beyonce stole someone's idea. Beyonce, Linda Perry calls Beyonce out for stealing songwriting. I mean, these are just four concepts Beyonce has been accused of stealing. Beyonce wow. sued. You stole my XO song. Did Beyonce? Yeah, there's, so it's just, all I typed in was Beyonce steals songs. And
wow.
Yeah.
So it comes up. Yeah.
Yeah, like she's.
Weird.
Yeah, like this has been going on for years. Huh. Years. And that's not cool, man. As an artist, as someone who creates, I've lost two jokes in the last like 3 weeks because one of them, it got pointed out to me, was too close. It was Aziz Ansari's joke about how he was researching himself on the internet and got killed.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And he was doing that whole, but comedy bad boy, Aziz Ansari dies, Googling, you know, shit like that.
Right, I remember that.
And I had a text a bit about if I died texting, and they read my last text, so I should make it something cool. So what if I started a text, and I was doing shit like that, and Riga pointed it out to me, and I was like, what do you, oh, fuck, you're right. So that joke's gone.
Yeah.
And then I did another joke about wanting people to die in traffic, and Cam was like, dude, I've heard like three different versions of that joke, but three different slight, and I'm like, fuck.
Right.
So two jokes that were getting good laughs, done.
Now they need to be gone.
Yeah, they are. I've already replaced them. Almost.
Yeah, yeah. That's the price of doing business, I guess. Sometimes mm-hmm. you got to ditch some stuff that's fun.
Yeah. How about you, Will?
Okay, I'm trying to think of a musician. I think actor. I would probably get rid of Charlie Sheen. Yeah. And he has AIDS anyways now. So
yeah, he doesn't have a lot of lifespan left, probably.
But knowing him, he'll probably be around for another 20 years.
I thought of a couple.
That's kind of a cop-out kill.
I think Charlie Sheen, though, was kind of a piece of garbage because he knowingly apparently had the disease and was still fucking around.
Yeah, that is pretty shitty.
And I think that's really terrible to do to somebody.
Oh, yeah. See, so, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why. I think that's true. I might be talking out of my ass on that, but I'm pretty sure I read that. Nathan, you can... get my back here.
I'm pretty sure. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure you're right on that.
So that would be my actor to bring back or kill and then bring somebody else back. And then I think musician, I was trying to think, there's got to be. I like Kanye West, so I'm not going to do Kanye for you.
Piece of shit.
And Bieber, I think, was just a kid. I don't really blame him for his indiscretions.
Yeah,
I think he never got a chance to be a child, and then he just became a really rich young person.
But he's still being an asshole, and he's in his 20s.
I like him since I saw his roast, actually.
He's done some dumb... He got kicked out of fucking Mexico or some shit. He's not... like the Mayan ruins, he like pulled on his pants. He had people, his security guards carrying him up the stairs at the Great Wall of China while he texted.
Oh, don't get me wrong. No. We probably wouldn't be friends, but I don't hate him more than I hate any other rich people.
Yeah, he's just a young rich guy.
Yeah. I thought of a couple though.
Okay. Wait. Who was your musician?
Oh yeah,
then?
Your musician. Sorry.
I don't really have one. I'm trying to still think. Go ahead. You do all yours. Right. I'll try to think of one.
Yeah, see, this works actually better when we just sort of pass this one around. It takes a lot of a lot of nuance to get a good one here, so I don't just kill someone who doesn't deserve it. For musician, I think I'd have to go with Courtney Love, because I saw Soaked in Bleach and totally bought into every fucking ounce of that movie, I swear. Like, the guy writing the textbook on crime scene investigation coming in and saying it's wrong, that was enough for me.
Yeah.
That I'm pretty sure Courtney Love fucking killed her husband.
Man.
And then for actor, I'm going to go with Nancy Grace, because there's no way she thinks the things that she says, which makes her an actress.
That was a bit of, I'll accept that. It was a bit of a stretch, but I like
it. Yeah, if it wasn't her, it'd have to be Dr. Phil, because like, they're just, I think they're the worst things on television. Those sort of shitty, like almost talk shows where they're not really doing anything but advancing this boring agenda of how they're supposed to act. That just... And fucking, like, anyone who's that anti-drug really bothers me, too, that I think it's an outdated opinion.
It is. It's killing our prison system. Just
filling
it with people that don't necessarily need to be there.
Right.
Like, dude, I wonder if they took people that sold, like, weed, for instance. Maybe not the hardcore stuff, but just weed.
Yeah.
And instead of sticking them in prison, you know, gave them some type of training.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we'll give you this training, but you're going to owe the government this. But, like, you know, at least you'll get the training now. You'll get it for free or whatever for now. You'll pay us back later.
Right.
And you'll be able to get a better job, and you won't have to sell weed to cover your bills.
Can't they just sell weed?
Yeah.
I mean, that's, like, I want to buy weed still, so, well, like.
Well, yeah, I'm saying, then you find people that don't get caught, but what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
But, no, like, I mean, if they really, like, if that's the way the government is going to go, and I think we both know how for legalization I am.
Yeah.
But just, like, a lot of people don't sell drugs to get, you know, big baller status. They do it just to, they just want to help
right.
out, man.
Just to get by.
Yeah. Just get by. Just need a little help from my friends who want weed.
And just to be able to smoke for free.
Yeah. Don't know why I squeaked all that out right there. Yeah, man. And I think weed will become legal on this next vote in Florida.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
And maybe nationwide if Sanders wins.
Yeah, right?
Know. Yeah.
Dude,
could happen.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still so worried about Trump winning, dude.
It could still go anyway, as far as I can tell, because we didn't have Romney as a final candidate until, like, the last few months of that fucking election, that it was right down to the wire. So it's probably going to be like that again. But I don't know who it's going to be if it's not Trump versus Sanders.
Yeah, because it's not like, at least with Romney, he wasn't making a complete ass of himself.
Right.
It's just, who was in front of him for most of the way last time? I can't remember who was in front of him. But who was it, Palin?
I thought it was one of these guys that we've got right now.
I don't remember back that far.
Like,
but he wasn't, like, he, of course, was saying stupid shit. Yeah. That's why he was behind. But it just came to the point where they kind of switched, like, levels of good shit they were saying.
Right.
But Donald Trump has not only gotten the most fucking support, more support than I ever thought would be fucking humanly possible for that guy. And he has taken all that support and at the same time made everybody else look stupid.
Yeah.
And then them trying to scramble and recover has made them look worse.
You know, that's the one thing I got to appreciate about him. That, like, I hate to go on one of these, there's some good stuff about Trump type of talks, but it's out there. The fact that our political system is going to have to be a little more transparent when he keeps doing shit like that.
Yeah, like, dude, he has, I mean, he's rocked him. He has.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's not horrible. It's good that it happened. I wish it could have happened
right.
in a better way.
I hate a lot of his opinions.
Oh, yeah.
But I like the fact that he's willing to come out and just be like, yeah, fucking deport all the Muslims.
Yeah.
You know, there's something about the openness.
I don't think he ever said that.
No,
he doesn't want,
probably
he wants
not.
To dip.
Yeah.
And, like, I can't believe I'm about to fucking do this.
I'm
about to
even
defend
know.
Donald Trump. This is going to hurt so much.
I'm sure he wants to deport somebody.
He wants to deport all illegal aliens. He said
okay.
He said before illegal. He didn't say Mexicans.
Gotcha.
The way that he said the shit that he said about them coming over, like, he made a very broad generalization. So, yeah, you could very well say, no, he was talking about all Mexicans.
Right.
But really, if you're in context, any reasonable person would know. No,
yeah,
he was talking about illegal.
Make sense.
He was talking about ones that come over here illegally.
Right.
And, again, not defending him. I'm just saying, there are plenty of reasons to hate him. Don't make up shit to hate him about. That's what annoys me.
Yeah, no, that's totally fair.
So his thing with Muslims is he doesn't want to deport them. He just wants to stop letting them into the country as of right now. He wants to identify the ones that are here, I think. That could just be some bullshit I heard.
With a list?
Somebody was like,
a
patch, and I was like,
Like,
I don't even think he would be that fucking... I didn't hear, but... it's somebody's, but anyway.
I mean, dude, we're on a list anyways. If you have a driver's license, you're on a list.
He's just trying... He wants to try to figure out a way to better screen... but this is what he's saying. He wants to better screen Muslims that are coming into this country to see if they're terrorists. Whereas if he said it another way, where if he was just like, I want to screen anybody that's trying to come to this country, it might, you know, not sound as batshit racist and crazy.
Right.
The way he's phrasing a lot of the shit, and again.
Islam's not a race either. It's a religion. That's another funny thing that they say he's a racist. But
I think they called him racist over the Mexican stuff, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what he catches. But so. I mean, they said it about that too. But
I guess
xenophobe.
Yeah.
Would probably be the best thing to say about him not liking Muslims.
Right.
But that's one of those things because whenever people will fucking assume if you say Muslim that you mean Arab, but if you say that, but if you call them on it, they're like, I'm not racist. But that's just what they like. And granted, you know, Arab countries are predominantly Muslim.
Well, it's kind of splitting hairs, isn't it? Because, like, we all know who we're talking about.
It's the people from Middle Eastern countries.
Yeah, we're not
Middle Eastern.
Yeah, we're not trying to be racist. That's just how the fact is. Like, we're not saying that we agree with that, but that's just one of those things that's like it balances on such a fun. Because it's like people are so quick to get excited to yell racist, to yell this, to yell that. And it's like, dude, take a half a step back. You know what I fucking meant. Look at the context. You know I'm not saying this to be like, but, you know, like, we got to think before you speak more. I was saying exactly what needed to be said. I wasn't adding in a shit ton of fucking flowery words. I was getting to the goddamn point.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an easy way to win an argument if you call somebody an ist.
Yeah.
You're already, they're this, so their argument isn't even valid. So it's an easy way to win
like,
an argument.
Great ad hominem. Point. Yeah, great point, racist. Like, fuck, here we go.
Right, right. I mean, I think it's okay to call an idea racist. And I think that that's a more constructive way to go about an argument than calling a person a racist, is if you just say, hey, that thing you just said, that might be racist. Yeah. That's probably, I mean, I'm not, it's so weird talking in non-specifics like this, because I don't follow politics closely enough anymore to really know for sure everything that Trump said.
I catch a lot of the stuff he says just because but again, I don't go deep into it. I'm not going to sit here claiming to be an expert. I glance it. I get the gist of shit. I get basically what happened.
Yeah.
And if I think that I got something from a bullshit thing, then I'll, you know, like the whole Muslims have to wear a patch. Like, I'm not saying I got that from a credible news source.
Oh, this could dovetail nicely into my Netflix pearl. I just thought of that.
All right, well, yeah, well, let's just do
you
that.
Do
then.
That then?
Yeah,
okay.
What's your Netflix?
We just spent like the last 10 minutes talking politics.
Let's just take that hard left.
Yeah, why not? Why not? It's called Best of Enemies, and it's this debate, like this series of debates that were in the late 60s between these two intellectuals from different political parties, that one of them's really conservative and one of them's really liberal, but it's like 60s, so it's before all of the, like, bullshit moralism came into it. It's not quite the same argument we're having now, but it's still a lot of the same things coming through.
Did it have to do with communism? Was that the 50s?
Kind of. Yeah, yeah.
The
they
50s?
Talked about. They're talking about communism, and they're talking about like women's rights and sort of like sexual liberation and homosexuals too comes up a little bit, but even then, that doesn't seem to have been the conservatives' focus back then. It's so fucking good to see these two guys that are so smart just tearing into each other about their ideas, because they're both so good at debating that you don't see anything like that on television anymore. And I kind of wish we started doing stuff like they did. I guess it was this 10-part series that they ran
do.
In
it's
late
called
60s.
TMZ.
Oh, God.
Dude, the brightest conversation that you'll hear, like the, I don't even want to say it like that. I don't want to say the one of the only conversations you'll hear with two experts who legitimately respect each other, even if they don't get along with each other, they respect each other, they respect each other's opinions, and they both are very intelligent about what they're saying, is like Mel Kiper and Todd McShay, the two draft and college football experts from ESPN. That's about it. Because whenever you get on CNN and it's two experts fucking battling each other, there's no respect. They both just fucking scream like squabbling children. I saw this thing today. It was an old Rogan podcast, but he was talking about this gay British dude with like blonde hair who's very well spoken and a lot of times speaks out against some of these hardcore
Anderson
feminists.
Cooper?
No, Milo Yiannopoulos.
Yes.
Oh, yes. The guy who looks like Rachel Maddow.
Kind of. Right? He's got like the big blonde
hair.
Right
one? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but it was this female feminist. And she was going on and on about how, like, society forces women into jobs and they discourage them from this and they discourage them from that. And she's, like, you know, just really expounding, like, the feminist agenda. But she's not doing it, like, very, like, she was pretty articulate. Like, she wasn't dumb and she wasn't, like, one of the screaming feminists who hurt their own cause.
See, that's another one of those ad hominem words. Yeah. Like calling someone a racist. Is that calling someone a feminist when they start...
Well, no.
Out those ideas.
I say screaming feminist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Because there is a difference. There's,
right.
Because, I mean, I wouldn't consider myself a feminist, but I believe in
equal rights for women. I'm
and,
right
you know,
there with you. I don't like applying any titles to myself.
Yeah, like, you know, respect women, you know, treat them like human beings. Yeah. They're not fucking objects. And I say dumb shit all the time about, oh, she's hot or whatever.
Like, we're comedians. It's kind of the job to say the first thing.
Yeah, I'm a single guy. So, yeah, like, I might check out a chick's ass, but I'm not going to, like, start. Like, I always try to do it. And this doesn't make it better. But, like, if I, like, am checking out a chick, I don't just sit there and ogle her.
Yeah.
Like, I'll do, like, a quick up and down, but then that's it. Like, if I talk to a girl, I always look a girl in the eyes when I talk to her. Not her chest, not her fucking, you know, like, I look a woman in the eye. I was raised by my mother, so I have respect for women, but I'm still a single guy, so I still have, like, the male urges.
I've always been super paranoid about coming off as being a creepy dude. Because I think creepy dude is one of the worst things you can be.
Yeah, but it's getting thrown around so much, and, like, and...
It depends if the girl likes you or not. If the girl likes you, that's all creepy. Comes down to. If never, she doesn't like you, creepy. You're a creep.
Me and actually one of my female friends was talking about this earlier, because there is a guy who kind of creeps on, like, four girls, and it's the same guy who creeps on all four of them, and all four of them have very similar, like, creep, like him just popping out of nowhere, like, jumping in conversations, like, staring at him. And I've seen the staring when we walk through the area.
Yeah.
But we were having a conversation, and she's like, you know, I'm like, I'm always nervous now because those guys are out there and because they are creepy. And there are guys out there who will follow a girl home from a bar for like a block, you know, 2, 6, you know, whatever.
Right.
That a lot of times I'm like, well, fuck, like, did she think I'm creepy because I held the door open for her? I was like, how you doing? Like,
yeah. Do I look like a rapist right now?
Yeah. And it's
just a constant question.
Yeah. And it's because of guys that do the other shit. And like, I'll make like a smart ass offhand joke once in a while. Yeah. With friends, and then if it gets overheard by somebody, well, fuck, they might not know the context. They don't know me.
Right.
Which was something that Mike kind of pointed out to me one night, is I can get loud when I'm saying, like, wild shit. Everybody else knows I'm fucking around just being stupid, but if somebody hears it walking by, you know. So it's weird. How did we get on this topic?
It doesn't matter.
Oh.
We're here now.
Oh, but anyway. Okay. Two experts debating.
Yeah.
The guy Milo, after the screaming feminist says all the shit and like, doesn't make her points well at all, he just kind of slowly but surely drops scientific fact, knowledge, debate point, just drops one after the other and just like boom, 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 boom. And you can just see her steadily get like dejected, just like, oh, well, fuck. Like, shit, I can't yell and scream my way out of this one. Like, I, you know, but it would be great to see two experts go head to head like that again.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd really like to hear like a brilliant conservative intellectual textbook writer or something. I don't know who the fuck's out there,
but we really don't. I mean, the only person that I can think of that's absolutely brilliant is Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, he is fucking brilliant.
Right.
I love listening on podcasts. He's pretty, things.
He's pretty liberal, right?
He's super liberal. Yeah. But like, you know, I don't know. It just seems like I don't hear, I mean, and maybe they just aren't good personality-wise or whatever, but I just don't hear a lot about, you know, conservatives that are willing to have, you know, sit down and have conversations.
Right.
I would love to see it. I would rather see it about science or, you know, medicine or
nature. The economy
would be
a nice one. Just because I don't understand the economy at all. I don't know what my actual viewpoints are. That maybe libertarians are right, or maybe socialists are right. I've got no fucking idea.
I've completely given up on. And I get yelled at for this sometimes. And I'm just like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Because at the level that I'm at, everything affects me about the fucking same.
I care about social stuff. That's where my votes are going to go. Is that I want legal weed. I want gay people to be able to fuck, and I want.
Women don't need equal pay. Fuck them.
That sort of stuff would be nice.
Kidding.
I think that probably the minimum wage needs to get. I don't know. I don't even want to go that far, though, and say that it needs raised, because I don't know.
I don't say the minimum wage needs to be raised, because you know what? If you've got a bunch of neck and face tattoos, and guess what? You deserve $8 an hour unless you're a fucking tattoo artist or work in a carnival. Like, if you're a tattoo artist, you're making fucking bank.
Yeah.
And you can have, like, my tattoo artists both have tattoos on their face and neck and hands and everywhere else.
Yeah, Kyle's fucking covered him.
Yeah, Kyle's covered. The dude that did my forearm, Mark.
Yeah.
He's got big ones everywhere, like.
Right. Wouldn't it be nice to see that problem go away, too? That if people who had tattoos all over them were able to just go out and get regular jobs.
I mean, dude, I have a half a sleeve on one arm.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you could probably
a three on the other, a skull
that.
Up here. I just don't have anything on my neck or face.
Right, right.
Which most places that you walk into, like, if I can have a job that doesn't allow tattoos.
Yeah.
I'll just have to wear a long, that job will be a fancy job probably, and I'll have to wear a button-up shirt.
Right.
You won't see it.
I just think that kind of sucks. Like, I'm glad that, like, it's such a nice fix and all, but it would be nice if we just kind of were okay with everyone having...
For the most
whatever
part,
they want to look like.
For the most part, we are as a society. I mean, it's gotten a lot better, I'll say, over the last 10 years.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, I mean, I work in a very corporate environment.
Right.
And 10 years ago, there's no way I could walk around with my arms exposed the way I do.
Yeah. You don't bother covering that now.
No, not at all.
That's cool.
And I work in, I'm not going to say the name, you know, by Chase.
Yeah.
By
I think I know.
Yeah.
I think I know.
Yeah, we've talked about it all.
Yeah.
But yeah, I walk around just like this. There are tons of girls there with, you know, tattoos up and down their arms. There are neck tattoos everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't think nobody has one on the face.
Right.
But I mean, yeah, there are all kinds of people that work there with neck and arms and full sleeves, and nobody bothers trying to cover them up as long as it's not offensive.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying? As long as it's not like a naked chick or like, you know, dicks or, you know, fuck off everybody or whatever.
You ever
know?
Meet someone with dicks as tattoos?
No, but I know plenty of people, a lot of my friends that are tattoo artists tell me about dick tattoos that they've had to do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who comes in just looking to get a dick on them?
The guy that did my forearm tattoo told me a story and I don't remember. It was basically this gay dude came in and said something about, it was like, I want to get money or getting that money and a dick tattooed on his foot. And it was like a gay prostitute, I want to say. I don't remember the whole story because I was usually high. But
wow.
Yeah, dude. It's apparently dicks are more popular than you think, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess that makes sense. I guess like male prostitute is definitely like candidate number one for people who might have a dick tattoo.
Apparently there's a whole, they were showing me this one tattoo artist was famous for his dicks.
For his dicks.
Yeah, like he could hide them in fucking tattoos so you never see him, but as soon as he pointed it out, it's all you could see, like,
Jesus.
Like, and just straight dicks, like necklaces of
like
dicks.
Like the Disney guy.
Yeah, like amazing, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw some of them. I was like, I never thought I'd fucking look at a dick and go, oh, that's a fucking nice dick. Huh?
Yeah, right.
But yeah, he tattooed some good dicks. Like they were good tattoos.
Like veins and stuff.
Yeah,
even in there. Wow.
Veins, fleshy, cartoony, dude. Like,
crazy.
Yeah, he had some skills.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're saying like sometimes he would hide them in people's tattoos and never tell them, and nobody would ever see them.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Oh yeah, it's fucking beautiful.
How upset would you be? Actually, you know what? I know a guy who does have a dick that he got YOLO on his back, and the guy who tattooed it were pretty much entirely sure was fucking with him and made it look kind of like a dick and balls. the way the L curves, it ends up looking like a shaft, and the way the Y is, it kind of makes like it's. I'd have to show it to you and point out like a constellation almost that it kind of resembles a dick. But
well,
that's what he deserves.
Yeah,
though,
I was gonna say that's YOLO tattoo.
Yeah,
YOLO tattoo. Yeah, evens out.
Yeah, yeah, yep. That was.
Oh my God,
one of my old coke dealers.
All right. So, Will, do you have a Netflix pearl?
Been watching a lot of 30 for 30 ESPN documentaries. And they're really good. I watched one on this one called Soul Man that was really good. And it was about the guy who got sneakers into basketball. Like Michael Jordan came around, he kind of revolutionized Nike and made Nike into the company it is now. It was doing fine before, but now it's in the almost trillions of dollars in sales now. Wow. Or maybe not trillions, but a lot. Yeah. Billions and billions.
Huh.
Because of Michael Jordan. And then it talks about his story of who went to Adidas and all that. And it was actually pretty interesting. Soul Man.
That
Netflix.
Sounds like a good one.
S-O-L-E?
Yes.
All right. Huh. I'm going to do two because one of them is kind of old and I kind of bitched out on the last podcast because Jared had mine, and I didn't have a backup, so I panicked. So I'm going to do two. The first one I'm going to do is called Knights of Badassdom.
I didn't see that yet.
Oh, my God. It's fucking... It's got Summer Glau, Danny Pudi from Community, Peter Dinklage, Jimmy Simpson, and there's a Scott Zahn? Steve Zahn. Steve Zahn's in it.
Wow.
And what the hell? I can't remember his name. The only thing I ever remember from is True Blood. If you watch True Blood, he played Jason, Sookie's brother Jason, whatever their last name is. I can't remember. I'm totally blanking on now. But yeah, it's really funny. It's the dude, we'll call him Jason. He breaks up with his girlfriend, or she leaves him or whatever, and he's like super into death metal. So like he goes home and he's super depressed, but his roommate is Steve Zahn and Peter Dinklage. Peter or Zahn had like got a bunch of money somehow and was super into live action role play. So like the whole thing is like to make Jason feel better, they feed him a bunch of drugs and take him to like a huge like overnight 2-day fucking role live action role playing event where like they all have to walk around in character the whole fucking weekend. But then trying to earn more experience points, one of them actually summons a demon. So then it's like, you know, hijinks and sue or whatever.
Got to deal with it.
Yeah. But, dude, it was, oh, God, it was so funny. Danny Pudi swears in it. So, like, only knowing him as Abed, watching him cuss was fucking hilarious. He plays, like, a somewhat dickish character. Like, it's funny, dude. Peter Dinklage just eats so many mushrooms and loses his shit. Oh, it's so funny, dude.
That sounds fun. I will check that one out.
All right, Knights of Badassdom.
Yeah.
Badassdom is all one word. And then the other one I'm going to do, I believe is newer, I'm not sure. It's a, I think it's New Zealand. It's either Australia or New Zealand, but it's a horror movie from over there. I saw it on Netflix. Mm-hmm. It's called Housebound. And this girl's in her, I want to say, like, early 20s. She starts, like, fucking up. She gets arrested for something. And she has to go stay with her mom, and the house might be haunted. So it's her trying to figure out if the house is haunted and what's going on. And it's a horror movie, but it also has a lot of parts that are just kind of ridiculous and funny in it.
Yeah.
Kind of like you saw The Babadook, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how like some parts of Babadook were just ridiculous and made you laugh so hard?
Right.
But a lot of it was super scary.
Yeah. Like, that movie was scary as shit.
Oh, God, Babadook.
So good.
Yeah, that movie was fucking great. So it's kind of like that. It's just not as good.
Yeah.
But it was worth a watch. Yeah, it was worth a watch. You know, it was entertaining.
Horror is the only genre where if a movie's still decent, I'll still watch it. I'll still finish the whole thing. I'll have a good time.
Oh, have you seen Houses That October Built?
No, I have not seen
that. Oh, my God, dude.
Is that on Netflix?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll check that out. Amazing.
Okay.
It's a found footage film.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Which... Actually, I've seen few lately that have been really good. Like, for a while, all found footage films. Yay, weed. For a while, they all sucked ass. But I've seen a couple recently, like Creep.
Oh, Creep was good, too.
Yeah, Creep was good.
I liked that a lot.
Yeah, the houses that October built, these four friends are all into haunted houses since they're little kids. Like, they all grew up together. So they rent an RV, and they're going on a trip to the United States, like, all through October, looking for, like, this one supreme haunted house that's supposed to be run by this company, but it's so extreme, and it freaks people out so bad that they move it around every year, and you can't find out about it unless you hear from somebody who heard, or, you know, so they're, like, they're searching this out as they go through haunted houses. Dude, holy shit.
That sounds really fun.
Holy shit. There was a bunch of times, quickly, where I was like, oh, my God. Like, I jumped, like... My daughter was watching it with me, and she like wanted to turn it off and stop.
Yeah. Oh, good.
She was like, I can't do it. I'm like, no, we're fucking doing it. But I'm on the other couch shaking, like, no, we gotta do it. Like, oh, so
all good. Right.
So yeah, so House of the October Build is a rerun because I think I mentioned that before. And then Housebound, Australian. She's on house arrest, that's why it's called Housebound.
Gotcha.
I think it's New Zealand or Australia, but one of those two. And then Knights of Badassdom, and then you also had
Best of Enemies.
Best of Enemies, about the two really smart guys.
Yep.
And Will had...
Soul Man.
About Nikes. And it is a pretty interesting... I've heard parts of that story, and it is kind of interesting.
Yeah
it was surprisingly... usually I'm playing on the computer and watching stuff, and I actually put down the computer and watched it. So that should tell you something, at least, because my attention span is not great anymore.
Right. With you on that.
Well, we have actually gone... longer than any other podcast again. Every podcast we've done, we started out doing about an hour, and then it was like an hour 20 something.
Was this an hour, 2 hours?
No, we're an hour and a half.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Hour 28, yeah.
That went quick.
Yeah, Dave Weingarten was the first one to go over an hour, and then I had Jared and John J. Murray, Jared Walker and John J. Murray here a couple weeks ago, and they went over two.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we were like a minute or an hour 20 there too, so... Oh, cool. But this was a good time. Yeah, it kind of flew by.
Yeah, that was fun.
Why don't we do some shameless plugs? Nathan, what do you got coming up here?
The only real big thing that I got coming up is that Footnotes show at the end of the month. And I don't know when this is coming out.
It'll come on the next day or so.
Oh, okay, next day or so.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Oh, okay, gotcha. January 30th then at Chematic Studios, 9 o'clock. We've got five comics are coming up to do 10 new minutes. James is actually going to be there as a judge.
I am.
Yep.
Cool.
So we both got that going on.
Yeah, talking some shit. And I'm going to be hosting that show, so that'll be pretty fun.
And now the shows, they have 10 new minutes they had to write this month.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, they started it January 1st, and they had until January 30th to write it out. So, what, did we just almost lose it?
Yeah, no, if the screen goes black, it makes a horrible noise. So.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, we're all so right. close. So that'll be fun. That's KYMATIC Studios, and that's in St. Pete.
You got it.
And for anybody that's going there, don't be worried about the shady, shady, shady neighborhood you'll drive through to get there. Yeah. It works out okay.
Man, yeah, it's in the warehouse district.
Yeah, they're just really hippie.
I almost ran over a homeless guy getting to here. Like he was in front of my car, and we both saw each other at the same time, and I slowed down, and he started running.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a scary moment, probably more for him.
Yeah, because he might have died.
Yeah.
What's your Twitter? What's your anything else on Facebook, Instagram?
My Twitter is at Comic Nathan Hart. And Facebook, I don't really have a page or shit anymore.
All right. And Nathan Hart is just NathanHart?
Yeah, you got it.
All right. Comic Nathan Hart for you. Will, you want to plug all the HMB shizzle?
Yeah, HMBRadio.com, Facebook.com/HMBRadio. Home_made_man is my Twitter. Slybar every second and fourth Tuesday for the open mic. I don't have any other. I got to do another show at some point, which I'm going to be working on this year. And the homemade broadcast this week with Eugenie Bondurant, I think her name is. She was Tigress in the Hunger Games.
Oh, word?
It was Hunger Games movie. So she's coming in tomorrow.
How'd you pull that off? You got like a legit movie star in here.
Yeah. I don't know. Just make shit happen. What can I tell you, man? I'm a hard worker.
You got the mayor, so.
I had Owen Hart in here. He was on The Walking Dead, and he was in that new AMC show, The Badlands. Well, I've had some.
Why don't you hook up your boy, dude? I'm over here struggling to give you.
Hey, if I can do it, you can do it. You just have to do the work.
Man, this motherfucker. I put work into writing, son. We're gonna talk about this off the air. as always, I'm James Bailey on Twitter. I'm James Bailey. Ha ha. On Facebook, I'm Comedian James Bailey, which I think I'm going to change that to James Bailey, haha, because it just should be, everything should be the same.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Comedian better. James Bailey on Twitter. You follow the My Mom's Favorite podcast on Facebook. God damn, there's so much to say. yeah, go on Facebook, My Mom's Favorite Podcast. Like the page, follow along, funny pics, updates, let you know who's been on, who's coming up. You can find all our old episodes there. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good night. Bye bye.
Woo.
Oh, I gotta turn the volume up. God damn it.
Wave your pantyhose, sing the chorus, and it goes. I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Check out more shows from the Dallas Cowboys and the Homemade Broadcast, available exclusively right on hmbradio.com. Hotel Mike Bravo Radio.com.